You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast. Now, it's time to play What's Up His Butt?
Woo! Corona! Is it Corona?
It's not Corona. This one's in Arkansas.
Are you sure it's not Corona?
A dude had something up his butt while being booked into the Baxter County Detention Center. 31-year-old Kenneth Morosky of Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Yeah, this one's easy, I think. This one's easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's deputies. Arkansas. Mountain what? Mountain where?
Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Mountain Home, Arkansas. Meth. That's 1,000% meth. Meth in his butt. Yeah.
Deputies were called to a residence on Big Pond Place.
Could be opioids.
Yeah.
Harder to get.
I know.
Female caller told 911 dispatchers that old Kenneth was tearing up the residence and was armed with a gun.
Be easy, Kenny.
You know I'm crazy with the opioids.
Be easy, Kenny. You and your meth. Your butt meth.
Crazy with the meth.
Officers and the victim were able to talk him out of the house unarmed. The gun was found in a bathroom, and two TVs in the house were found to have been smashed.
Oh, Kenny.
But while he was being booked into jail and they were doing the old backdoor search, they found something else.
You got me.
Surprise.
He now faces additional charges for that. So you're sticking with meth.
I think meth is an easy one to choose.
It's an easy one, for sure.
Obviously, could be any of the opioids, and then any of the choices you make after opioids becomes too expensive could be any of those. But I'm going to go with meth.
Yeah. It's not meth.
Crack.
That's a good guess.
No, I'm going to say I'm going to say opioids.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Cocaine.
The hell else?
Cocaine and crack.
What other drugs are there? Just some Arkansas weird stuff we haven't even heard
weed.
Of? He was going nuts from it.
Like no PCP? One said it was drugs.
Oh, maybe it's not drugs.
No one said it was drugs.
What
you
want to
see this guy's mugshot? Do you want to
see
this?
Yeah. Chewing tobacco.
Screwdriver.
A weapon.
Yeah. Some kind of shank.
Possibly.
Oh.
I guess it could be
a syringe.
Ding 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 ding, ding ding ding.
There you go.
But here's the kicker: uncapped, needle side first, up his rectum.
What was he thinking?
He put an uncapped syringe right up his ass.
Did it have a needle on it?
Yes, needle side
first.
Needle
side first. Yeah.
Jeez, you have to do that very carefully.
Unless you're super high.
Yeah, that's what it was. He's super high.
I didn't even feel it.
But there's no mention of anything being in the syringe.
No, because he's going to get the stuff. He's going to get, or he was planning on getting the stuff on the inside, which you can get, you know?
Or maybe, yeah, I guess so.
But that falls in line with the opioids, and then he's made the choice to
go to heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And you could puncture all sorts of stuff in your backside, and
he probably forgot that he didn't have any
heroin
in the syringe.
Telling me there's a syringe back there.
Yeah, in your ass.
I didn't even know. I forgot all about it.
You forgot?
I forgot all about it.
It happens. It can happen.
He had to sit in the cop car, right?
I wondered why I had a bellyache.
Yeah, there'd be some pain there if you weren't
completely
gone.
Well, they make no
mention
of medical attention either.
I mean, it is just a tiny pinhole.
Well, still, you don't need
your body
punctured.
No, you don't need it.
He faces a felony charge of furnishing prohibited articles and a misdemeanor charge of assault on a family member in the third degree. He is free, though, this morning. He posted $2,500 bond, so he's free to shove whatever else he wants up his ass now again.
Oh, he will.
Count on it.
Yeah.
He's heading home to, what was it called? Mountain Home, Arkansas. to shove whatever else he can think of up his Arkansas ass.
Oh, my God.
Poor guy.
Up his Arkansas ass.
What's up your Arkansas ass is what it should have been called.
Yeah.
Terrifying. That would cause you so... I mean, if he punctured, like... any kind of organ or...
I don't know. Yeah. It's like...
colon?
Does your colon... It doesn't have pain sensors in it the way that...
No, but if something... if leaks,
does it?
Stuff leaks out of it...
I feel like you feel... You'd feel it. There's like a lot of blood work back there.
Yeah.
I think it's more of the damage you could do to yourself if you punctured stuff.
Yeah.
More about not the pain, but just like... he's got like, you know, poop juices flowing through the rest of his body.
Right, infections.
That could be deadly.
But if that guy put that jar up there and it smashed and he lived, you know, the one guy, one jar.
Did he live?
I believe one jar passed away.
Did he die
from that?
Yeah. I thought he died from that, yeah.
But I think it'd be let's find out. That's like, oh my God.
I don't know if he did.
What was that, 10, 15 years ago?
At least. Yep.
One guy, one jar. Is he dead? Oh, well, let's see. One guy, one jar, die. I assumed he died, someone said. But he showed up in somewhere.
No, that's a video game.
So was it 2007, 2008? Something like that. He did that.
There's a IGN board thing on it.
I mean, it goes back as far as 2011. If anyone has not seen this yet, this guy sits on a glass jar.
He puts it inside him.
And it shatters, right?
It pops. You can hear it pop.
I only watched it the once live on the air. I've never gone back to it again.
Yeah.
It scarred me for life.
He's pulling the chunks out.
Oh God.
And
you've never seen it, Andy?
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, my God. Man, where have you been?
Else.
Where
it's
have
something.
You been?
Well, he was smart. Yeah, don't watch it.
What I was doing, I was looking up jar ass videos.
No.
But 2007, 2008, I had bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. We were in the midst of it.
Oh, my God.
What happened to the man from one guy?
Yeah, I know. But
no comments.
These are, like, weird little sites. I don't know if we can get any official...
Does well, where are you going to find the official word on him, you know?
Yeah, I see. Without medical intervention, he most certainly would have died, but...
Yeah.
Original video. Do we want to make Andy watch the original
video? Not really.
Video? Okay, good.
I mean, I can imagine it.
Oh, it's terrifying.
It sounds pretty bad.
It was terrifying.
He had like a suction problem, right? Like a vacuum. He created an ass vacuum.
Well, no. Like it went in. Like he put the full jar. It went in. No problem.
And this is a pickle-sized jar or something?
Yeah, pickle-sized jar. And then you heard a pop.
This is the glass giving
And away. It was the glass crunching in on itself, and then he had to reach up and he was pulling shards like big giant jar, and then all of it was like fountain, dude.
Jeez. Well, that's why you don't do that.
No
you don't. but before in my naive Dave life, I never even imagined people put jars up their asses, never mind destroy their asses with it. I had no idea.
But I think that guy has a series of videos that he's done.
One guy, up one screwdriver.
Yeah, the
too.
Screwdriver stuff.
The same, guy?
Same guy. It's all the same.
What?
That
this
guy's the same
today?
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole Reddit thing on it.
Yeah.
Went by Alex. He had a website.
And it was all about what he could put in his
but
ass.
But is he alive? Do they say he's alive?
That's
on there?
The question on the Reddit. But nobody's
answered it.
Nobody really knows. Maybe someone out there.
Well, I guess to me is if you're doing that kind of stuff to yourself and putting out that content, when the content stops, like what stopped it? Did you go to jail? Did you die?
Mm. Yeah, well, how did it end? That's the question.
The guy was such a mystery.
He was an ass stunt man.
Mm-hmm.
No, full body, because he put a giant screwdriver right up his Johnson.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Both ends, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't realize that was the same man. I mean, you just see his ass. You can't really tell
he's very scarred up. Like, so he's done tons of stuff to himself over the years. But I don't know how old he was. I mean, he might have just died. No one knows how old he was.
No.
No one knows much about him.
No.
Because all you see are his like legs and ass. You can't tell how old someone is by looking at their legs and ass. But it's out. We can't get to the bottom of it.
I do. The only one I know that the person died 100% is the two guys, one horse.
One horse. He was effed to death by that horse.
That guy died. Maybe,
James, are we getting that confused? Do you think that guy from the jar?
No, I mean, I heard that the one guy, one jar,
he died.
Passed away.
He passed away.
The injuries he sustained from the said jar that was up the back
door. It looks like it was non-survivable, but.
Like, if you slice some main artery back there.
I found out he's from the Ukraine, so I don't know that they have the medical capabilities to...
He's definitely dead.
Might be right there.
There's your answer.
We could not save your ass.
That's so dumb. You're dead now. You
should not have put pickle jar up there. He's not the one to do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one screwdriver is a hell of a watch, too.
Yeah.
Just be relieved to know that Tub Girl is still alive and with us, as far as we know.
Mm. I like this one. One man, one jar of Nutella. That's a much easier watch, I guess. It's still probably disturbing.
Unless he's eating the Nutella with his butt.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that's just not Nutella. Disturbing.
That's not Nutella.
Oh. It's not pudding either.
No.
So, we don't know if one man, one jar is with us.
See, like a lot of people have all said, like, it's just they just assumed he would be dead. Like, everyone just assumed you have to be dead. I don't know how you stop that kind of internal bleeding, but medicine's wild.
And the one where the woman with the high heel stepped on a guy's boner and it popped.
Through.
Some of the stuff that stuck in my head for the rest of my life, unfortunately, I can't get out.
That's a bad one.
Well, one guy, one jar is one of those types of videos. Like, that's why I'm like, don't make Andy watch it, because it's just, if he's going through life right now and he doesn't know that that's...
Well, you've changed, my friend. You have changed. Your job at one point was to torture people with that stuff.
And I get it. I can see there's part of me that wants to, but then I'm like,
I can imagine it rest. That. I've seen a million.
Yeah.
Seen a million horrible things.
Oh, you've never seen this.
Yeah, something else.
You've never seen
Dave this. Is the one you want to show him.
Well, I just feel like I need to share my pain, but I won't do it because I'm still a good-hearted guy at the end of the day.
Yeah, I can imagine what a jar does to
my whole thing is, it's funny. It's funny, but it's not the type of thing that would... It's not the type of thing that I would make Andy watch. I'd much rather Andy watch an old lady... In a porno.
Getting railed,
because that's the kind of stuff he doesn't want to see. You know what I mean? Like this.
This is real retro.
This is nothing. This is like
violent,
lively stuff.
I did find a still image, but I won't show. I was just scrolling down there.
I think I saw it. And it was. It's just a bloody butthole, right?
A bloody beehole,
that's what happens when the jar breaks in there, I guess.
Yeah, there it is. That's his own porno.
So he's got to pull it out of his butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the greatest thing.
No. Not at all. All right, other news this morning. I know people are improvising all sorts of face masks. This is next level, though. Two people robbed a Sheetz convenience store in Louisa, Virginia, and they covered their faces with hollowed out watermelons.
What? Oh, these guys are awesome.
That's awesome.
You can see their picture.
Give them everything.
DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Seriously, you can see still shots of the surveillance video. They've both got... large watermelons covering their heads with eye holes cut out. Incredible.
The melon boys.
They look like alien people from a distance.
I know. It's awesome.
Totally weird.
All you'd have to do is just twist the watermelon on their head just a tiny little bit, and they'd be...
They couldn't see a thing.
SOL.
They wouldn't be able to see a thing.
These guys are
desperate. Well, the cops managed to figure out who one of them was, and they arrested him. They're still looking for the other one, though.
They figured it out.
They figured out one of the guys.
That's a crazy thing.
Well, they probably robbed the place they go to all the time. Isn't that how these guys usually do it?
I guess, yeah.
You know, you're such a moron, you put a watermelon on your head as a disguise, and then you go to the store that you always go to, and they're like,
hey, Nancy, empty the drawer.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you, empty the drawer.
Yeah. Why are you here, Timmy?
This isn't Timmy.
Yeah, it is.
This is Tom. Tommy. I'm Tom. I'm in Big Tom, and I'm in charge, and I have a gun here. Empty out the register, lady. I do not know.
You know?
Your head would be so sticky.
Screw it up somehow.
Oh, God. I would hate to have my head inside a watermelon.
Yeah, it's terrible. You're a true blue psychopath if you put one of those on.
Oh, for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We'll start with this naked woman. She broke into a lot, stole a truck, and hit a deer. This woman from Jackson County, Michigan, heavily damaged a Department of Transportation truck. When she broke into it nude and stole a truck, took it on the road, and eventually hit a deer with it. Officers got a strange call about the crash near a home about 1 o'clock in the morning. They arrived to find a heavily damaged Jackson County Department of Transportation pickup and a woman wearing only an orange safety vest and hard hat she retrieved from the truck.
That's all
actually
she had on.
Sexy. On the right woman, just a safety vest and hard hat.
Oh, how you doing? You like my hard hat?
Okay. Not her.
Yeah. You getting hot over there.
Okay, hey.
I'm covered in deer's blood.
She's 31 years old. There's a chance. There was no mugshot. There's a chance she's hot.
Name? Yeah.
Did they say a name?
No, unidentified, just age. Which sucks.
Yeah, that's a crazy night.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
No, definitely.
Not hot.
I know, Lisa, but leave me a little glimmer of hope that she's just...
What do you think the odds of, like, hot person to non-hot person are in old Jackson County?
Oh, yeah, it's in Jackson, Michigan.
She's not hot.
No.
I worked around that.
Yeah.
More evidence does point in Lisa's direction. Yeah. I'll give her that, because the 31-year-old woman told cops that she was with someone earlier that night. He had kicked her out of a car and left her on the side of the road. So you don't kick a hot woman to the curb.
No. You sure don't.
No.
I mean, sometimes.
So she lost her clothes?
Well, it's unclear why she was naked. They believe drugs, possibly prostitution involved.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
A bit of both. That's funny she put the hard hat on, you know. She was like, what's the problem?
There's a dead
safety
deer.
First.
A dead deer, a smoking vehicle.
Officers investigating the crash discovered security video back at the lot that shows the naked woman approach the security gate, punch in random numbers, and magically the gate opened.
Probably his bang dudes there.
Oh, maybe.
You know the code.
She then walked into the lot, found a county-owned 2017 GMC Sierra that was unlocked with the keys still inside, and she drove it away. Minutes later, though, she hit a large deer straight on, damaging the front end of the truck. Jackson County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit was brought to the scene to search for additional people who may have been involved, but none were located. This woman facing several charges now. Unidentified 31-year-old woman from Jackson County, Michigan.
Crazy night.
Yeah.
Real crazy night.
The vest is tight.
Do I have to give the vest back?
Women in construction.
Keep that.
Let me keep that. Is that a thing online?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Naked women construction workers. Right there. There you go. There's a ton of this. And she looks a little skanky, though, but...
Well, you probably are a little skanky if this is your look you're going for.
Safe, nude with safety vest and hat.
You know?
Yeah.
I guess you would.
I feel like you only put that on if you're going to A, shoot a porn, or go to a Halloween party.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, let's have a glimmer of hope that she was smoking hot.
We just pretend that she was.
Ansel,
I know too much.
There's Jackson.
You gave too much away.
Yeah,
Jackson.
Should have just said
curb.
A Michigan woman.
Yeah.
Should have said that. Yeah.
Yeah. There still could be hope, but possibly not here. All right. A mysterious shadow has been caught darting out from an elevator on a hotel's closed circuit television, with believers in the paranormal branding it an evil ghost. The creepy spirit was recorded at the Eagle's Nest Hotel in Quincy, Illinois.
Staff members have been reporting strange things happening there for years. In this clip, a hotel corridor is standing apparently empty with a cleaning trolley resting motionless and unattended next to the doors of the elevator. Suddenly, a black shadow with a vaguely humanoid shape flickers through the doorway. It momentarily appears to hide behind the cleaning trolley and then darts back again. So you'll see it come into the shot here. They put
a red circle.
Yeah, they put a red ring around where exactly it appears. It's coming any second now. There, here it comes.
Well, I know that isn't good.
That's wild, right?
That is not good.
I saw that and I was like, oh, what?
What? It's going to happen again here. You'll see it. Guess you missed it the first time around. So there's the cleaning cart. That's the elevator.
Trying to see if it blocks anything.
Or is it just stealing some of those mini shampoos or something? Or
is it just a tiny little cleaning lady?
No.
Can't be. She has superpowers if that's the case.
Like she's like teleports around like Nightcrawler from the X-Men does.
But classic shadow person.
Well, what's on the other side of that door?
It's an elevator, they say.
It's an elevator.
So it can't be.
It's almost like someone almost decided to walk out, but then they didn't. And maybe their shadow is showing.
From an elevator?
Well, because if you're tall.
But the elevator doors don't even open.
The doors are not open?
No. That's the closed elevator door right there.
That's just great. I'm just trying to
make sense of it.
What could it be? A reflection of a tiny little Latino?
Dude, I'd so get the price knocked down if I started seeing shadow people.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, no, that's not a shadow.
That's 100% weird, so right?
This is the security camera?
Yes, at this hotel.
It's shaky.
Someone's taping it off a screen. Taping it off a screen.
Dude. We do have cookies in the lobby. Also shadow people.
Also shadow people. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm not, like, no way on earth would I. I am not a huge, crazy ghost guy, but no way on earth would I stay at that hotel.
No.
I'd sleep right in that elevator.
I know you would. What's the hotel about?
Yeah, like
what's its story?
Which hotel?
Eagle's Nest. Well, let's look it up here. Yep. Eagle's Nest.
Find out what's going on with that.
Yeah, see if it's an old hotel or
Quincy, Illinois. There it is there.
That's it.
Very affordable.
My God.
Yeah.
It's scary without the shadow guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Look at the carpet.
But it's not It's not like an 1800s.
No,
it's
scary in other ways. It has
pool.
A hot tub.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrifying, but
not the best.
Ooh, it's a bit run down.
Oh, it's bad. It's real bad.
It's run down. It's been around probably since the 70s, if not sooner.
Shadow person's like, get me out of here, dude.
But like,
the shadow person is the least of your problems.
That's my favorite.
That's Lisa's at the front desk. Look at the murder door.
No.
It's got a murder door.
And it's just in the corner of the room, too.
Why is there a murder door?
Yeah, that door
in the
is not attached to anything. That's like that's not art.
That pool's a bit foggy.
It was a door to nowhere, guys.
Yeah.
That's where the shadow people go.
That's where the shadow people come from.
Well, they apparently can walk.
Pouring down
I love the idea of Lisa being a hotel consultant and being like, listen, don't even start worrying about the shadow people yet. Everything here is disgusting.
The shadow people are the least of your worries.
Look at the chair covers. They're disgusting.
Everything's stained.
Look at the view. It's gross.
The carpet. It's from 73.
You have a Barney purple colored carpet.
Kidney shaped pool.
The beds. Look, you guys, the beds.
I'm surprised they even have security cameras. I guess they need them probably.
But here's the thing. If you're the Eagles,
what is that hot tub like?
Mm-mm.
You want a ghost to be there so that maybe people will go and spend $67 a night.
Just to see a ghost?
See the ghost.
James said he'd sleep in that elevator with that shadow person.
Yeah.
One of the reviews here. Let's see.
Not good. Right.
Tons of bed bugs.
Yeah.
1 out of 5.
Oh, yeah. No heat in the lobby. Carpet in the halls was something else to behold.
That's weird. The elevator skips floors randomly.
Outdated furniture that's almost falling apart. No phone in the room. Ceiling has water stains. Carpet is ripped. Lobby and hallways are so dark.
There's definitely like a you know, a ghost in there, though, because you know how many people died in that place, probably?
Oh, people die every day.
Here at the Eagle's Nest, people die every day.
There's like probably a sign that's like days without a death, and then they're always, it's always,
damn it.
Erase it.
Zero.
Yep.
Happened again.
Carl, you're going to want to go look at room 313.
Is it a mess up there?
It's another dead body.
Dead hooker again?
Go erase the board.
God damn it. God damn it.
Erase the board.
Oh, my God.
It's zero.
We had a good streak there. It was two.
We had it at three at one point. Oh, that was last month, but...
pool is down, carpet is dirty, outdated furniture in the room, bathroom looked dirty, pillow had a big stain on it, the heater had a weird smell coming out of it.
A moldy smell.
Needed a shower after leaving for a different hotel.
And this was their family trip? Yeah. This was family trip.
I love their responses. Hey, Kyle.
Satisfaction is important to us. We're sorry we missed the mark this time. We'll take your feedback seriously. We'll hope you'll give us another chance.
Yeah, the other person had, Jacob had a fine time.
Jacob was okay. Jacob's got some low standards.
They look like their rooms didn't match.
This is the kind of hotel that my parents could go to and be like, I tell you, boy, fantastic. $60, and it was gorgeous. Queen-size bed, had a pool, had a hot tub. Like
Dixie Rogers says, we'll never stay here again. Talk about heebie-jeebies. If you like looking under the bed, 21 cameras kind of thrill. This is the place. That was that pervert, that guy who was taping everything.
Oh.
Hi.
Dixie doesn't like it.
No, Dixie doesn't like it. This place should be shut down. Would have been a great location for a remake of The Shining.
So it is creepy in there, then.
It is creepy.
Oh, did you see it?
Dude, there was a shadow person.
I know, but I mean, I don't know.
It's creepy.
I guess I don't look at, like, 70s decor as like creepy. I think like 30s decor.
I know what
is
you mean.
Creepy.
That is a really creepy place.
No pool.
In a different kind of way.
Dark and scary. Foggy window. Couldn't see out.
They showed us the pool.
Looked like a crime scene.
But that must be old pictures.
Oh.
Always smelled like trash.
Badly in need of paint. Expect this place to be closed in the near future.
Floating microwave.
Small demon child.
Okay, but let's be honest about whatever that is, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's either for some reason they know someone who can do a special effect.
No, dude, they can't afford special effects.
I know, that's why they need to know somebody.
They can't afford anything.
Every time I've ever seen...
It has like a... It's like a shadow, but then it has a trail to it.
Yes.
Yeah, like it's like
it's not a shadow. There's no way that's a shadow.
It's an interdimensional being.
Yeah. Mm.
I think he was just stealing something from the cart.
What did the shadow person need from the cart?
Shampoo. Maybe.
Something to clean up.
Aren't they coming from a closed elevator?
Yes.
Like, what are you really? Right. What is it really?
Dude, I think it's that interdimensional
but
stuff.
Why are you there?
Yeah.
It's kicking it. And why? Needed a place to
what
stay.
Why?
He was on the wrong floor.
You can stay anywhere you want.
Okay, I'm just going to throw something out
when
at you, and I know
a
it's
five
weird.
Star,
I'm
going
to throw
beautiful.
Something out to you, and you're going to think it's weird.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to?
I'm throwing it out.
Throw it out.
I'm throwing it out.
Okay. Here.
One of the things that people tend to think about whatever it is that's going on, whatever this other stuff is that people see, whether it's aliens, UFOs, ghosts, whatever, is that they're drawn to places of like traumatic things. So like they feed off of negative emotion. Negative emotion. So imagine, Lise,
you
booked a room here.
You're just a very negative person if you booked a room here.
But no, like you're freaked out, you're scared, but something gets something out of that.
It feeds on it.
From you.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would you be at that place? Because I'm sure most people's lives are pretty tragic.
Yeah.
If this is where you're...
Right. All the tragedy and trauma like has attracted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen, obviously, to me, it's like follow the science. I'm about that. But there's a group of people that feel like it has something to do with like negativity and pain.
Whenever I've seen, like, I watch like a ton of ghost shows, and when they catch these shadow things all the time, and they all look like that. And they all move like that.
Well, they say 9 out of 10 times if a ghost appears as a child, it's a demon mimicking a small child to fool humans. And that's what the headline of the
Looks like a demon.
Evil ghost masquerading as child.
Yeah. But why does a demon need something off the cart?
I think it was just peeking its head out.
It looked like it took something.
It did look like it took
went
something.
To the cart and then it went back into its realm.
It's like, I need a towel. Extra towel, please.
It brought an extra towel into its realm.
Into its realm. I love Lisa Jennet. It's going to its realm.
Okay, I'm going to throw something out there. Ready, Lisa?
What?
Demons use a lot of towels.
They go through a lot of towels.
They do.
They're very moist.
Why?
They shower a lot.
It's hot in hell. You're sweating profusely.
It's hot as hell.
They're a wet bunch.
So many questions.
They always got a towel off.
If you want to see the footage yourself, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. That's where you'll find it. twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. We just tweeted it out.
It's just always so weird. It's like it's around. It's like 3 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
But every time I've seen video footage of them, they all move just like that, and they all go around corners and peak. And
it moved fast, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it was super fast. But it did. I'm with Lisa. It looked like it took something from the cart.
Well, if you were thinking about staying at this place.
Don't.
Well, like, look at the hallway itself. It looks like the beginning of The Walking Dead, where he realized, like, he wakes up and he's like, whoa, what's happened? And there's just stuff strewn everywhere in the hallway.
Yeah, everywhere, yeah.
Man.
That's creepy.
That's spooky.
Because there's no way there's just a child running around in there.
No.
There's no way a child's running around in there.
That's not a child.
I do apologize for the shadow person. We'd like to offer you a free stay. Next time you're in town.
Have some workout.
I liked the truthful front desk lady. I kind of love that idea.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Shadow person's the least of your worries here.
Yeah.
Wait till you see the beds. Anyway, room 213.
Don't go in the pool. Don't go in the hot tub. If you can avoid taking a shower this whole weekend, it's probably smart. Enjoy your stay.
Do you have any crucifixes?
Yeah, can help. Here's your garlic cloves. Here's some sage. If you do like some sage stuff, sometimes it helps to keep the shadow people away.
There's multiple ones in the hotel, and I try to chase them away, but they're fast.
They're so fast.
I'm the maintenance guy.
Yeah, that's our maintenance guy. His name's Rick.
Yeah, I need to deal with these shadow people always.
Rick!
Yeah, what do you mean?
There's this shadow person again.
Oh, God damn it again.
And here's your sage.
Thanks, I'll go sage it up. Try to send it back to its own dimension.
He's running again, he's running.
That's a real pain in the ass trying to send these things back to their own dimension.
Who's supposed to sell rooms with all these shadow people everywhere?
Listen, I'm dealing with air conditioners that are from 1975.
I get it, Rick. Oh, someone's see the there's no one here, but the bell rings.
Oh, God damn it.
Goddamn shadow.
All right,
person.
Well, I'll go try to do a seance or something. Send it back to its own realm, but I can't do it till after lunch. I haven't even had a sandwich.
I guess we can wait.
All right.
Yeah, we get it, shadow person. Jesus Christ. I hate that stupid bell.
Hold your horses.
Huh? He's going to keep ringing it until you sage him.
I'll go sage him right now, then.
Sorry about your sandwich. We'll warm it up.
I'd really like to have a sandwich at some point.
God, he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop.
Why do you have a bell there? Take the bell. There's nobody in the hotel.
Look at his creepy little hands up there.
Nobody steals. Nobody stays here. Why do we have a bell?
It's stuck to the countertop. You can't remove it because someone wanted to steal it in 67.
Oh, damn it.
They just bolted it down. I can't do anything about it.
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
You said it, Rick. You said it, Rick.
Jesus Christ,
he's a son of a bitch. Sage's ass. Now I'm sick of him. Sick of him. Oh, he just went into the closed elevator again.
I'm about done with you yelling at me. Pipe down.
Sorry. You know how emotional I get about this.
I know. Yeah, I get
it's
it.
A lot.
I get
we
it.
We work with shadow folks.
I get it. It's the worst hotel of all time. Shadow people, bed
we're in
bugs,
Quincy.
Purple carpets.
We're in Quincy, Illinois in a 1976.
Life is a nightmare here.
That's the town slogan. Life is a nightmare here.
That thing will not Quincy. Stop with that goddamn bell.
He's never going to stop. I told you he's not going to stop. I tried, if maybe we just ignore it.
Listen, you know, how about this? I go take care of the shadow person. I'll save him back to his own realm, and then you and I will go to Arby's. We got a pipe.
I would love some roast beef.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here for a minute. It's not like anyone's going to come to
today
the front
desk.
Today
is an Arby's kind of day.
Extra soft.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right. Listen, much respect to the people working at senior centers.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yes. Much respect. Yeah,
yeah, they yeah. are doing the work that a lot of us couldn't
never do.
Yep. They're changing
like
diapers.
Home?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So I feel for these people at a senior living center in Novi, Michigan. Everyone has been pooping themselves.
Oh, jeez.
You got a virus in there?
My God.
Cases of gastrointestinal illness have overrun the Fox Run senior living community.
The Fox Run.
In Novi.
Oh, no.
That is, my friends, gotta be absolutely horrible. Just every senior pooping themselves.
So this was my brother's job for a while.
Mm-hmm.
A senior helper?
He was a senior helper, but like he didn't like take care of everybody. But what would happen is someone would poop the bed and they would just, they'd be like, the bed's gone. It can't be saved. And they'd be like, Drew, come on in here. Get rid of this bed.
Oh, he'd have to get rid of the poop beds?
And,
the poopy bed butler.
Yeah. And the stuff that he had to deal with, like, on that level.
How long did he last there?
It wasn't very long.
It
wasn't very long.
It
was real, real bad. I think it was like a solid, not really solid, like probably like a few months.
Mm.
But then that was it. It like broke him. Yeah. He was like, I can't. He's like, I can't. It's just poop all the time. That's all he dealt with.
Yeah.
Some of the aides that they do that you have to have, because you're not highly paid.
It's all the nurses' aides that have to deal with that.
Yeah, and they have a lot of them. Some of them suck, but like a lot of them, that's like weird calling type stuff or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like they decide like I'm here to help.
They have a heart
people.
For it. Yeah. Keep people like with their dignity and stuff.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
It is.
Yeah, no, it's
absolutely not
tough.
For everybody.
No, I could not.
Fox Run, they always run advertising commercials. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah.
So that sucks.
It's bad advertisements. You know, it just sucks that.
They're going to call it Farts Run.
Yeah, there's the runs all right.
But I guess that during a senior party
is
where
senior party?
It started to happen.
Oh, they all were dancing yeah. and touching the same, you know, punch
they
bowl.
They should be in diapers.
Ladle.
That helps.
You got that right.
Can you imagine yeah. how that would have played out? That would have been a bad night.
Yeah.
Those poor workers.
Oh, no.
Well, what have happened the next day? It would have just been a monsoon.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We got a cold breath. It's just all these cold browns.
Just like the inside of Willy Wonka's castle.
Oh, it would be. So they said they're working with the health department. They're temporarily limiting all their activities. They're changing the dining services. They can't all go down for dinner together anymore.
Right. In their rooms.
They'll probably, yeah, keep them all confined in their rooms.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't remember if it was we were talking about it, but how when one person gets sick... No, it wasn't. It was so my buddy, he's got a grandma that's like 103, and he was feeling kind of sick, and he was supposed to go over there, and he was like, I'm not going over there. I don't feel great.
You don't want to get her sick.
Well, because
right?
once one person gets yeah. sick in the place where she's at, they lock everyone down. They're like, no one's allowed to leave their room because they don't want this type of thing to happen, and that's just even for a cold. But if you're 103 and get a bad cold, like
that's
you can,
it. Good
you
night.
Can, that could yeah. be it.
Lights out.
That could be it.
Yep.
So
cold will kill you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the poops.
End of life is just. It's a bad scene.
That's why it's so nice when we see those people that are over 100 and they're
They're killing it.
Well, that's why we can't believe it, right? Like, we're like, oh, my God. It's rare. It's like hope.
But
that's bad.
Mm. No, so does that make you vomit, too, or is that just the poops?
It probably could.
What do they have?
It's a gastrointestinal.
No, that's like
just poops.
You probably get a whiff of the poops and then you vomit.
Oh, God.
It's a norovirus-like illness.
Does the staff have it, too? That's tough when the staff gets it.
I hope they
The staff probably get it.
Oh, my God.
You can't deal with it.
Without dealing with it.
Yeah. Mm. What's just the insane part is that my brother would tell me, they'd be like, well, we got one good enough. You know, I'd be like, we salvaged this mattress. We couldn't get this one. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you salvaged
some. I mean, aren't they covered in, like, the best mattress covers and stuff?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be protected?
So you don't have to throw a mattress out every night? Crazy things would go down.
Yeah, sometimes.
I think crazy things would go down.
Probably just hose them off.
Eat through the rubber.
You know? Mm. Yeah, they would have to hose things off. But it was on them. Like, he was in the hose off.
Was he, like, in the maintenance department or something?
I don't think it was maintenance. It was like, I don't know what they would be considered. Almost like an orderly, where it was, like, heavy lifting. You know, like, you didn't need to be, trained. It was just like, hey, we need you to move this bed from this place to that place.
When I was in the hospital for my gallbladder, my mattress was plastic. And I'm like,
that's a lot of the,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, so no matter what happened on it, I guess, no matter what bodily fluids, they could just be.
Yeah, just spray it right away.
Sprayed off.
I swear, before I end up in one of these places, I'm going to be a risky old dude, just like.
Taking all the risks.
I'm going to be like, well, what am I doing? Oh, I'm changing light bulbs. I'm standing on a real rickety chair.
Yeah.
Changing all the light bulbs in my house.
Scott, you make deliveries to this senior's home. Have you seen just old folks just pooping themselves?
Mm. No, because they're all locked in the room.
Oh, they lock them down in there, too.
Yeah.
How long do you know this has been going on for?
So a month ago they had a GI outbreak. So I deliver table linen and like napkins and stuff for their dining room, and they put it on lockdown. And after about a month, they finally got rid of that. So then they let the old people back out of the rooms, and they all were eating in the dining room. And apparently, I was talking to one of the managers, and they were all getting hammered. I guess.
Oh wow!
And then two days, two days later. They put them back on lockdown because there's a flu outbreak because apparently they must have lowered their immune systems getting so drunk.
Oh, man.
Oh, so now there's a flu outbreak. Oh, they finally got out. Now there's a flu outbreak.
And now they're back locked in their rooms.
Oh, my God. You got to let them drink, locked, though.
I'd be like, go party.
That makes senior living better. You can drink.
Yeah, like one day a week.
I'd
and
be
then
like,
you
keep them coming, fella. Don't read my charts. Give me everything you got.
Yeah.
They'd have to be like, Mr. Green was doing lines of blow again.
Yeah. Well, he's risky living.
I don't know how he's getting it.
He told us he was going to do it.
Other witnesses and bystanders, someone does work there. They say it smells like poop in the halls right now. Another person said, my grandma's actually there. They have everyone down on quarantine. Everything is shut down. No activities, no salon. Can't get her hair done, nothing. And everybody has to eat out. They're not allowed to eat there.
Oh, man.
Jamie, you were a nurse aide. You worked with seniors like that. How did you deal with it?
Yeah, so when we would have people with, like, high levels of incontinence and stuff, we would use, like, these things that are called like bed pads or whatever, and it's basically just like a huge square that's like a super thick like blanket kind of.
Yeah,
so then when they have accidents, they don't have to throw it away.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, incontinence issues are words I never want associated with me.
That's why I'm doing all these drugs.
It's coming for all of us.
No, John.
No, it is.
No, we don't all. No, not everyone gets incontinence.
Everyone gets. You live long enough,
dude. You get it.
You're getting it.
Like a lot of people.
You live long enough.
I think like 80% of people probably get it.
Incontinence is like death's little brother.
Yeah. A lot of people think that. Everybody dies. Everyone gets incontinence.
I'm coming to get you. There's no escape.
Yeah.
He's like a little reaper.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a little brother. I'm just incontinence.
Yeah.
Like a little turd in a robe.
I don't know what he would have instead of like maybe he has a plunger. Maybe he carries a plunger with a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah. Someone said that they work there and the virus is a fecal to oral transmission.
So poop on your fingers and then you touch something and someone else eats some food.
fecal to oral.
I think that's like the number one thing that gets spread when something is fecal to oral.
I'm the group leader. I'm incontinent.
Because there's poop all around you at every step of the way.
So. Death's little brother.
Allie, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you? Penis balls.
Penis
balls. So, love you guys, first of all. But
thank you.
I used to be in home health care sales, so I would go to nursing homes and rehabs and prep the patients to go home to get services. And I was at this rundown place north of Boston, and I walked in to meet with one of the social workers. And this gentleman walked, one of the patients walked down the hallway, reached into the candy jar that was at the front desk, looked at myself and the staff members, and he swore, but I know I can't say that on the radio, and he just goes, I just crapped myself.
That'll be Chuck.
Yeah,
that'll be Chuck, you guys.
Into the candy
dipping into the candy jar, and he just say,
I just myself.
Mr. Earhart,
what do you expect?
You know you get too excited about candy.
I love candy. I'm going back to my room.
Oh, get back here. Hey.
You know what?
He's just taking this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that's yours now.
I told you not to put the Reese's cups out.
Yeah, I love Reese's.
But it really causes my incontinence to flare up.
You totally will crap yourself.
I got it when I was 52.
Yep.
30 years I've been dealing with
it. It's knocking on his door.
Yeah, I pooped myself. Every day for 30 straight years.
30 loose years.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Loose.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they do give you a lot of sweets in the homes. And
that's booze, all I would have.
So. Hey, better. Yeah, I'm going to need
booze. You got to make it happy somehow.
And sweets.
I'd be I had a buddy who's their grandma lived on just Hostess cupcakes.
Well, that's not good.
Like, it's so crazy, but that she'd freeze them, and that's what she she would eat. Like,
didn't like,
want
go
a
ahead.
Big meal.
They're like, fine.
Whatever floats your boat.
Though, like, if you're really
exactly.
in the home stretch.
Yeah, you're in the home stretch.
Yeah, they're not like, hey,
eat healthy.
No, it's like, you know what I want is just some Hostess cupcakes.
Every day
for the last 2 weeks, because I'm on death's door, I just eat cupcakes and do heroin.
That's it. I'm having a great time.
I do heroin. And I hire sex workers to come in here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow, me, hopefully. I'm...
Had a little Mexicano man go down on me last night.
Yeah, he was wild.
He was good. I'll recommend him.
Yeah.
Javier.
Someone else said well that they work in a senior's home. Not this one, but they say they all smell like poop and pee, so... It's not.
They're not. They shouldn't smell like poop and pee.
No, they shouldn't.
No.
I mean, we all know there's a lot of that going on.
But it shouldn't be all the
That's
time.
Another thing, too, are the ones that are like kind of bad places.
Yeah, that's how you know. If you can smell pee, that's how you know it's a bad place.
Oh, that's a bad place.
Oh, okay. You got to clean that pee up.
Yeah, you got to clean the pee. That's step one. Step one is clean the poop. Step two is clean the pee.
Clean any kind of liquid.
Yeah.
Another nursing home had a scabies outbreak.
Mm.
They had to quarantine everyone.
Jeez.
His girlfriend worked there.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, it was one of those things I never would have ever thought my brother could do.
Mm.
You know, it's like such a just trying job.
Oh, it's crazy.
That I was, and like, the fact that he lasted for as long as he did or whatever, I was always just like, man, oh man, because it would have been one day for me. Like, in one day, I would have known that I can't do that job.
Can't imagine you hauling away poop beds.
No, I'm not going to haul a clean bed.
No.
Yeah.
No, you would never even get that job.
I'm not hauling anything.
They tell you your description, you'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
It's just wild to me because I think some people do have like a certain calling for it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And bless them. And good for them. We need them, right?
It's awesome.
There's some wonderful people who can get through any of that.
Could you imagine? Like, you can't control your butthole. You can't control it.
No.
Some sweet lady makes you feel okay about still being it.
Yeah, it's okay, Mr. Green. It's okay, Mr. Green.
It is. You...
It is.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It is.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it.
Thanks.
I see this all the time. It's no big deal.
Oh,
let's just clean you up down there.
I feel better.
That's awesome.
That's it. That's your only job.
It's okay to be you.
It is.
Oh, that's funny.
One more call here. Voice changing technology. Anonymous works in a nursing home. You had this similar situation at your nursing home.
Ripcord. We had a 24-hour virus that basically just made going to the bathroom real rough for a while. And all the staff got it, all the residents got it, and it was real bad times.
So everyone was pooping their brains out.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's tough. The staff and the patients, the seniors.
Yeah, that is tough.
But you can see how it spreads in places like that.
Well, also, old people touch everything when they're walking.
Yeah, they got to lean and
you know what I mean? Right. There's a lot of leaning, a lot of touching of countertops.
And it's just like a cruise ship that doesn't leave, that doesn't move, right? Basically, they're always there. They never leave. They're trapped inside.
It's like a cruise ship prison.
That's what it is. That's why every once in a while one gets squirrely and gets out of there.
It's like a boat you can't jump off of.
Yeah. A bunch of people texted that used to bartend at this senior's place, and they say they definitely party there.
Oh, good for them.
They need
That's
to.
A selling point.
A bartender? A senior bartender?
Yeah.
What's your drug policies? Come on. I know you know where I can get the good stuff. Listen, bartender?
Barkeep?
You wheel me to this bar right here on this piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I... We'll take care of everything else.
Is that the kind of place that has their own apartments?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those are cool.
It is cool. That's
well,
the
no,
way
wait
you
a second.
Want,
what like do you say? Like, you get your own place, but then someone stops in and checks on you?
They check on you.
That's more like assisted living,
assisted living.
Oh, that's nice.
And then you go down.
That's what I want right now.
Yeah. I want that right now, too.
Just checked into an assisted living place.
I want that right now. Like, I wouldn't. It's not a bad idea for someone to come and check on me every once in a while.
Check on you.
Oh, hey, you're still alive.
Cupcake, all right. We brought you. Brought you some treats.
Wow.
They'll clean for you too.
Cupcakes. Yeah, it's a mess in here.
Yeah, we're cleaning. We got you.
Okay, I'm gonna get back to video gaming.
Brought you a Blizzard.
Oh. Man, oh man.
Chuck went to an assisted living place.
He's at that Fox Run now.
He got his own little apartment.
He like calling in. I mean, guys, I just caught the poop virus from all the old folks here at my house. You know?
Yeah,
check the freaks.
It's not the worst idea
in assisted living.
No, I think the only problem is that like you really can't afford to move there at my age because
you'd
be so
broke.
Well, that's what don't they just like they trade their houses and things and stuff to pay for it, right?
Yeah, and I think there's like Medicaid, deals. Like really you get old enough and
well, Medicaid won't pay for it. Oh, they don't.
See, that's what's scary to me is I don't even know how you pay for it. That's why I got to be changing lights and just slip and fall and have
and
it be done
it and lights out. Al Beck, believe it or not, before he did radio, actually while he did radio,
Well, that's what you have to do.
Also delivered dry cleaning.
Oh yeah,
and he delivered to this place.
Oh,
huh. Al, you delivered to the senior place?
He's not.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, how you doing?
My fault. The Fox Run, I totally missed that part of the story earlier. I was like, oh, my God. It's a nice place. This is terrible news.
Now, we were trying to figure out what kind of a place. Is it just one big, gigantic building?
It's a couple of different buildings, but they're all interconnected. They do have like an actual nursing home. Building, which is completely separate, as you would imagine a nursing home. But most of it's just like a retirement community. But yeah, they've got like two different bars, like restaurant-style dining rooms, a library, computer lab. It's just like an apartment complex.
Were you ever tempted to sit there and watch MASH with everybody?
Constantly.
So tempted. There's a dude who would totally fit in an assisted living facility.
I have so many friends there. We related to everything.
I know.
They eat when you eat.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's a cool young buck, that Alan.
No, every so often, though, a resident would have pooped themselves, and you could follow the trail. So bad.
Yikes.
It's no yellow brick road.
But no, it is a really nice place, though.
Yeah.
Chuck, they have a model railroad room.
Oh, you sold him! Now we've lost him! Later!
I'm gonna poop myself tonight! Get me in there!
I'll be pooping in no time.
Yeah!
Oh my
God. How incredible is this?
Yeah, they have everything you need.
Yeah.
Gardening area, they have everything.
I got my own trains I can bring.
Like, hey, everybody, what you got there, 1952, Lionel?
There you go. They made the news because a group of them got together and they made
real. Look at these guys. It's everything I'm going to be.
Yes.
Chuck, they got little hats with lights on them.
You don't think I have one of those?
You do,
then you're wrong.
Yeah, I knew you did. I knew you did.
It's not just got the lights. It has their like a magnifying device.
So that's when you're making little tiny trees.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, get it right, Harold.
Get it right, Harold, goddammit. Don't make me fix your stupid soldering
mistakes. These are guys in their 80s that are doing it, so Chuck would fit right in.
Oh, my God. They'd be like, he'd get so much done. That tree looks like a butt plug. Go back to the drawing board, Harold.
Ooh, this story's from 2014. I'm not sure if hopefully these guys are still with us.
Oh, boy. I don't think they're with us anymore.
They are! That train set is awesome.
Yep. Another reason that Chuck's going to move into assisted living. We just found it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.